Perpetrators of violence won't be spared, Union Home Minister Amit Shah extends help to bring peace in Manipur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a series of meetings with Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh and representatives of Metis and Kuki communities as well as other stakeholders, to review the measures taken for restoring peace in the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that no perpetrators of violence will be spared in Manipur and that the center will provide complete support and help to the state government for ensuring lasting peace. Amit Shah held a series of meetings with Chief Minister of Manipur N. Biren Singh and also with representatives of Metis and Kuki communities and other stakeholders, including from Mizoram, to review the measures taken to restore peace in the state. Amit Shah held a meeting with Chief Minister of Manipur Biren Singh, four of his cabinet colleagues and Rajya Sabha MP Lishemba Sanajaba. Manipur BJP President A. Sharada Devi and others were summoned on May 14. The Home Minister also met representatives of the Metis community on May 14 and held a separate meeting with the representatives of the Kuki community from Manipur and a group of civil society organizations from Mizoram on May 15. During the meetings, he reviewed the measures taken to restore peace in Manipur, which has witnessed violent clashes between two ethnic communities since May 3. He directed strict action against the perpetrators of violence and assured complete support and help of the central government for ensuring lasting peace, an official statement said. Amit Shah assured that the government would take all measures to protect various communities in the state. He called for discussions with all factions and spread the message of peace, and assured that justice would be done. He also stressed expediting the process of relief and rehabilitation to minimize the suffering of the people. The Union Home Ministry is certainly unhappy, as banners reading "Separate Administration, Welcome to Kangui District Headquarters" surfaced at violence-hit and politically sensitive Kangpopi headquarters. Essentially, all have been asked to focus on restoring peace at this juncture, a source said. Banners such as "Save Kuki, We Want Separate Administration" and "Greater Mizoram" has also come up. Kukis share ethnic bonds with the people of Mizoram, and leaders in Mizoram have indicated that Manipur violence and its ramifications will become a major election issue in the state. Mizoram goes to the polls in November to December this year, along with Telangana, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. Also read, Manipur violence will be a major poll issue in Mizoram. According to sources in the Manipur government, the special advisor for Northeast and peace negotiator for Naga talks, A.K. Mishra, and a few senior officials were also deputed to Imphal recently. 10 Manipur MLAs, including from the BJP, have demanded a separate administration under the Constitution of India. The lone Rajya Sabha member from Mizoram, K. Vanlalvena, MNF, has requested Prime Minister Narendra Modi to constitute a joint parliamentary team to carry out an independent investigation into the recent violence in Manipur. Meanwhile, 5,822 internally displaced people, IDPs, have so far fled Manipur, hill areas and have taken shelter in Mizoram. Sources said the Aizawl district had surpassed the Sichel district and is now hosting the maximum number of 2021 IDPs, while Assam border Kolasib district comes second, having 1,847 IDPs taking shelter. Sichel district has another 1,790 people taking refuge besides, there are sizable numbers in the border areas. The violent clashes between two communities, the Metis and the Kuki, and arson committed in several places across 11 districts in Manipur on May 3-4 have so far left 74 dead and 243 others injured, said Kuldeep Singh, security advisor to the Manipur government. Also read, Manipur violence, a look into the background of attacks on Metis Hindus. The indefinite curfew, which has been enforced in violence-hit areas since May 3, has been relaxed further in Faizal, Imphal East and Imphal West districts on May 16. Last week, Chief Minister Biren Singh chaired a meeting with three corps commanders, Lieutenant General H.S. Sahi, on the post-violence situation in Manipur. Assam Rifles have helped evacuate 1229 Nagas from Manipur to Kohima. These also include 47 females who were extricated from a veneer factory. As many as 261 Konyak Nagas have also been brought, an informed source told organizer. Also read, Manipur crisis, 47 Konyak Naga girls extricated from a veneer factory, 1229 Nagas evacuated from Manipur by Assam Rifle. All 47 girls who were seeking out help on social media have been brought back. The Konyak Union has expressed their gratitude, the source said. Topics: Mizoram Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Konyak Nagas, Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, Manipur Violence, Mizoram Pulse, Metis Kuki Community, Manipur.